This is KUT. The intersection of 12th and Chacon on Austin's east side doesn't have a sparkling reputation. There was a time not too long ago when prostitution, drugs, and other illegal activities were taking place there in the open in the middle of the day. But things have changed, and they have changed quickly. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on how that happened.
It's a pretty uneventful morning at the corner of 12th and Chacon. Buses are running smoothly and on time. There's even a new art gallery in the area. Austin Police Sergeant James Dixon and Officer Tim Purcell used to work here undercover.
We make him wear wigs.
I'll show you a good picture.
Purcell shows me a pretty convincing image of himself. With the wig on, he looks like a shabby college student.
We would do initiatives up here, and we would come out on a 10-hour shift and arrest 15 to 20 people for selling drugs to undercover officers. And we did that every weekend for over a year.
The arrests didn't make a difference. They just made people bitter. The community distrusted cops. Sergeant James Dixon says the police weren't happy either. But then, in early 2012, someone heard about an initiative other cities were using to fight drugs and crime. It's called DMI.
It's a drug market initiative.
And here's how it works. Instead of going after low-level drug offenses, law enforcement teams up with churches and nonprofits in the community to help offenders get off the street and into a job. The initiative began here in the fall of 2012. And so far, it's working. Deborah Copps tells me it literally saved her life.
I was a prostitute, crack addict, alcoholic.
Copps remembers being trapped in a downward spiral of hardship. She remembers one of her clients trying to kill her at gunpoint. She also remembers thinking that perhaps dying was better than living the way she was living.
I began to be ashamed when I was out here.
Copps was constantly in trouble with the law, in and out of prison. But under the drug market initiative, cops didn't get arrested. Instead, a church group called Mission Possible embraced her. She also got a job in telecommunications.
June 11th, I just got my 90-day, been on my job, my Blue Cross Blue Shield, you know, all those good things, you know.
It's the very first time in a long time that 50-year-old Cobbs has been able to hold a job, to stay clean, to resist the pressure from the dealers who sometimes come back.
So give me the strength, Lord.
One day a week, she attends a Bible study at Mission Possible, right across the street from where she used to wait for customers. Leading worship there are Doran Starr and Raymond Ward, both recovering addicts who now do mission work in the corner of 12th and Chacon. Officer Purcell.
It'd be naive to say they've all been rehabilitated, but we really haven't seen a spike in crime in other areas. In this area alone, if you compare stats to the year preceding DMI to the year after DMI, we've seen a 77% reduction in violent crime in this area.
Recidivism from dealers is also down to 17%. Now, Purcell knows people in the community by name.
Hi, Valerie.
But just as it would be naive to believe everyone has changed, it would also be naive to believe everyone sees the changes through the lens of APD.
Valerie's a little more regulars out here.
Take Valerie, for instance.
Well, I tell you like this. It's then got better in their eyes because all the minorities was over here. They are in prison or somewhere like that. That's the only way I can explain it.
Arms Chapman, a mechanic who works in the area, says change has come at a great cost to the community.
It's typical Austin, you know, tax out the poor and raise taxes, and gentrify the neighborhood through taxes.
As Chapman and I talk, a man who had seen me talking to police gets angry. He says his name is William, and he says for him, nothing has changed. He still hates cops.
Hey, what I just told that guy. And police a while ago, he tried to give me a
bogus-ass burglary charge. Okay. William and I parted ways. By then, Deborah Cobb's Bible study had ended, and she was waiting for her bus. She told me William and a few others are aggressive toward her, too. They pressure her to go back to her previous life, but she says she's not budging.
I am so grateful, Joy. I am so grateful today that I can stand.
Like her, others are grateful, too. For the last year and a half, there have been no shootouts, no murders, and police say more and more people are getting jobs thanks to the partnership. Joy the S, KUT News.